Subaru, 3000 Eastern Boulevard, or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a dreary forecast today with some spotty rain around from time to time, becoming a little bit more concentrated by later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. A chilly day today. We'll barely reach the upper 40s for a high. Low tonight around 42. Tomorrow could be some leftover rain in the morning for morning rush hour, but otherwise, mostly cloudy, kind of dreary again. High temperature barely up to about 50. Mid-30s for an overnight low Friday night. Then the weekend will be brighter with sunshine returning. I think we'll be in the low 60s Saturday and closer to the mid-60s by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hyundai announced it will begin building the Santa Cruz compact SUV at its plant near Montgomery in 2021. This is a $410 million expansion project that will create 200 new jobs at the plant. Suppliers and support companies are also expected to create an additional 1,000 jobs in the area. Montgomery Fire Rescue is investigating a deadly fire in the 6300 block of Willow Glen Court. Officials say a 72-year-old man died after being taken to a UAB hospital. Investigators believe a propane-powered space heater was the cause of the fire. And Selma City officials say there are six candidates for police chief, and they hope to cut that number in half in the interview process. The city council president says a new chief should be in place by the end of the year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back, folks. Last hour of News and Views. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, is in the middle of a TV taping. He's a big television star. Thank you again to Frisco Riverstone for joining me. Flying solo this last hour, and I don't mind that at all. I'm used to doing a single hour by myself. And I want to start here. Have on deck what Nancy Pelosi had to say in a press conference today. And this is part of the insanity going on right now. Everything has to do with Vladimir Putin. Oh, good God, don't get me started, lady. Yeah, Putin's a bad guy. Y'all are obsessed with him. Absolutely obsessed. You know, this administration's, you know, actually killed Russians in Syria. The way folks in the Democratic and Republican Party, the establishment, the swamp creatures talk about foreign policy is just criminal, in my opinion. Absolutely criminal. Doesn't make any sense. But first, I want to get to the reporting of John Solomon that came out yesterday. This is to set up what you're going to see tomorrow. If you pay attention tomorrow to the impeachment inquiry and this ongoing farce, the witness testifying will be named Marie Yovanovitch. She's the former ambassador to Ukraine, was there under the Obama administration. So John Solomon writes this: the first time I ever heard the name of U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, was in early March of this year, March 2019. It did not come from a Ukrainian or an ally of President Trump. It came from a career diplomat John Solomon was interviewing on background on a different story. The diplomat, as Solomon recalls, suggested that Yovanovitch had just caused a commotion in Ukraine a few weeks before the country's presidential election by calling for the firing of one of the prosecutors aligned with the incumbent president. The diplomat related that a more senior state official, David Hale, was about to travel to Ukraine and was prepping to be confronted about Yovanovitch's comments. I remember the diplomat joking something to the effect of, quote, "We always say that the Geneva Convention is optional for our Kiev staff." The Geneva Convention is the UN-backed pact enacted during the Cold War that governs the conduct of foreign diplomats in host countries and protects them against retribution. But it strictly mandates that foreign diplomats, quote, have a duty not to interfere in the internal affairs of that state that hosts them. So the idea is, say you're the ambassador, you work in the embassy, U.S. embassy in Ukraine, don't interfere in Ukrainian affairs. Believe you me, folks, not just the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, but the U.S. embassies around the world interfere in domestic affairs of their host countries. It's a big problem. They need to stop now. So Solomon dutifully checked out his source's story that brought up Yovanovitch. And sure as day, Yovanovitch did give a speech on March the 5th, 2019, calling for Ukraine's special anti-corruption prosecutor to be removed. And the Ukraine media was abuzz that she had done so. And yes, Undersecretary of State Hale got peppered with questions upon arriving in Kiev, specifically about whether Yovanovitch's comments violated the international rule that foreign diplomats avoid becoming involved in the internal affairs and elections of their host country. Hale dutifully defended Yovanovitch with these careful words. Well, Ambassador Yovanovitch represents the President of the United States here in Ukraine, and America stands behind her statements. And I don't see any value in my own elaboration on what they may or may not have meant. They meant what she said. Up to that point, John Solomon is writing here. Up to that point, John Solomon had focused months of reporting on Ukraine, on the U.S. government's relationship with the Ukraine nonprofit called the Anti-Corruption Action Center, which was jointly funded by George Soros's charity and the State Department. Wait, that's right. This Anti-Corruption Action Center, which, by the way, I think was set up even before the coup in 2014, might have had something to do with it, but that's Russian propaganda, you see. Anything we don't like. You know, the Russians make up a lot of crap, but sometimes the Russians tell the truth, and it's just that the Americans don't like it. So it's hard to figure out what's actually propaganda and what's true when all these different interests are involved. But this Anti-Corruption Action Center was jointly funded by, yes, George Soros and the United States State Department. John Solomon even sent a list of questions to that nonprofit all the way back in October 2018. And this nonprofit never answered him. Given that Soros spent millions trying to elect Hillary Clinton and defeat Donald Trump in 2016, John Solomon thought it was a legitimate public policy question to ask whether a State Department that is supposed to be politically neutral should be in joint business with a partisan figure's nonprofit entity. State officials confirmed that Soros' foundation and the U.S. Embassy jointly funded the Anti-Corruption Action Center, and that Soros' vocal role in Ukraine as an anti-corruption voice afforded him unique access to the State Department, including in 2016 to the top official on Ukraine policy, Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland. Which, by the way, remember when the whole coup happened in Ukraine, there was a leaked phone call of Victoria Nuland essentially talking about, okay, we're going to take out, she was talking to Pyatt, the then ambassador of Ukraine, and she's saying, well, we're going to get rid of Yanukovych after this overthrow, and we should probably put in, let's put in Poroshenko. Something to that effect. And wouldn't you know, even with a free election, Poroshenko is the new president. It's almost like the U.S., through the State Department and other non-governmental entities, is interfering in Ukrainian domestic affairs. It's almost like we also did this in Libya and Egypt and Syria. And we actually used the military in Iraq and Afghanistan. But where else is the U.S. government, officially and unofficially, getting involved in the domestic affairs of other countries? I mean, why would other countries like Russia or China or anybody else be trying to interfere with us? We have no blood on our hands. We're a completely innocent anti-corruption nation. I don't even think the most ardent patriotic nationalists believe that. This is nonsense. Team America isn't always on the side of the angels and God. Excuse me, pardon me. The question should be, are we on God's side? And in many cases, in the name of anti-corruption and freedom, we keep pushing this crap. John Solomon continues. Sources' representatives separately confirm to John Solomon that the Anti-Corruption Action Center was the leading tip of the spear for a strategy Team Soros devised in 2014 to fight corruption in Ukraine, and that might open the door for his possible business investment of $1 billion. There are documents to back this up. After being tipped to the current Yovanovitch Fuhrer in Ukraine, John Solomon was alerted to an earlier controversy involving the same U.S. ambassador. It turns out, and again, folks, Marie Yovanovitch is who the Democrats are going to haul in front of Congress tomorrow and talk about how Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump and a congressman, Phil Collins, all these folks, they were running a smear campaign against Yovanovitch, this great woman. I maintain, and John Solomon is helping to back this up, that she's a dirty, dirty girl. It turns out a senior member of Congress had in the spring of 2018 wrote a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, alleging the ambassador had made anti-Trump comments and suggesting she be recalled. Solomon confirmed the incident with House Rules Committee Chairman Pete Sessions. Why did I say Phil Collins earlier? I can feel it coming in there tonight. And Solomon got a copy of this letter. And you can go to John Solomon Reports, folks, if you want to know what's going on in the background, the sort of things that Adam Schiff and the committee are saying, we can't talk about that, it's not allowed. Go read John Solomon Reports. It's a great website, great source. Nonetheless, John Solomon had a career diplomat and a Republican lawmaker raising similar concerns. See, it's not just the Republicans who did this. It was a career diplomat, another one, who said, yeah, she gave a speech to get somebody fired in Ukraine. Seemed like she was meddling in their affairs. Solomon then went on to learn, after he started to dig further, because he saw a pattern here, he heard enough, saw enough smoke, where's the fire, is there a fire? Solomon learned that Ukrainian officials, particularly the country's prosecutors, viewed Yovanovitch, this former ambassador, as the embodiment of an activist U.S. embassy in Kiev that ruffled feathers by meddling in internal law enforcement cases inside the country. Solomon's sources told him specifically that the U.S. embassy had pressured the Ukraine prosecutors in 2016 to drop or avoid pursuing several cases, including one involving the Soros-backed Anti-Corruption Action Center, and two cases involving Ukraine officials who criticized Donald Trump and his campaign manager, Paul Manafort. To back up their story, these Ukrainian sources provided John Solomon a letter. Then embassy official George Kent, the guy, one of the guys who testified yesterday, George Kent wrote, proving it happened. State officials authenticated the letter. And Kent, yesterday, recently acknowledged in his testimony that he signed the letter. And you could read into this, but yes, the State Department was saying, you can't look into this Anti-Corruption Action Center. That's not allowed. You can't look into the Anti-Corruption Bureau. Not allowed. Even if they might have, you know, been digging up dirt against Donald Trump and interfering in the U.S. election. U.S. State Department, embassy there in Ukraine is saying, mm-mm, you're not allowed to look into them, Mr. Prosecutor, or else we'll get you fired like Biden got Shokin fired. With the help of a Ukrainian-American intermediary and the Ukraine General Prosecutor's Press Office, John Solomon secured an interview with Ukraine's then top prosecutor, Yuri Lutsenko. Lutsenko, you remember how Joe Biden fired the prosecutor? You remember that?
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
So the guy they put in place who was solid at the time is Yuri Lutsenko. It's so amazing how we don't remember our recent history. That Poroshenko is being pressured by the vice president after Poroshenko was essentially the skids were greased for Poroshenko to become the next president after the overthrow of Yanukovych. It's just, it's like the U.S. was very, very involved indeed and has been messing around for a while. And maybe some of that messing around and all these anti-corruption institutions they set up were actually digging up dirt on Donald Trump. So maybe the president has every right to look into this stuff. So John Solomon interviews this solid prosecutor at the time, Yuri Lutsenko. In the interview that was videotaped and released for all the world to see, it's still at thehill.com. Lutsenko alleged that in his first meeting with Marie Yovanovitch, who again will testify tomorrow morning in front of Congress, the U.S. ambassador conveyed the names of several Ukrainians she did not want to see investigated or prosecuted. Lutsenko called it, colloquially, a do-not-prosecute list. The State Department denied such a list, calling it a fantasy. And Solomon quoted that comment in his story, in his original stories about this whole charade. But before Solomon published, he met and held Lutsenko interview for a few days to do more reporting. State arranged for John Solomon to talk to a senior official about the Lutsenko embassy relationship. Solomon provided the names that Lutsenko claimed had been cited by the embassy that he shouldn't prosecute, that he couldn't prosecute. That senior official said he couldn't speak to what transpired in the specific meeting between Yovanovitch and Lutsenko, but that official then provided Solomon this surprising confirmation. Quote, I can confirm to you that at least some of those names are names that U.S. Embassy Kiev raised with the general prosecutor because we were concerned about retribution and unfair treatment of Ukrainians viewed as favorable to the United States. In other words, the State Department was confirming its own embassy
had engaged in pressure on Ukrainian prosecutors to drop certain law enforcement cases, just as Lutsenko and other Ukrainian officials had alleged. When Solomon asked that state official whether this was kosher with the Geneva Convention's prohibition on internal interference, the state official answered, quote, "Kiev in recent years has been a bit more activist and autonomous than other embassies." You don't say. More recently, George Kent, the embassy's charged affairs in 2016, now a deputy assistant secretary of state, he confirmed in his impeachment testimony that he personally signed an April 2016 letter demanding Ukraine drop a case against the Anti-Corruption Action Center. Kent also testified he was aware of pressure the U.S. Embassy also applied on Ukrainian prosecutors to drop investigations against a journalist, as well as a parliament member, as well as, this one is the one I love, Artem Sitnik, a senior law enforcement official named Artem Sitnik. These are the guys that helped cook up and dig up dirt on Paul Manafort and the Trump campaign. Part of them. It's worth letting Kent's testimony speak for itself, folks. Quote, this is what George Kent, the guy who was wearing the bow tie yesterday in front of Congress, he said, quote, "As a matter of conversation that U.S. officials had with Ukrainian officials in sharing our concern about the direction of governance and the approach, harassment of civil society activists was one of the issues we raised." So how is it there's just this protected class of people, these civil society activists? That's an interesting phrase, civil society. Do they just mean civil society in the general sense, like civil society, like being a civically engaged? No, I think they mean actual people that have been trained by the U.S., who have their own motivations for sure, but who are being backed by the U.S., and you can't touch our people. We've labeled them anti-corruption folks. How could they be corrupt? As for Sitnik, the head of NABU, the anti-corruption police in Ukraine, George Kent added this, quote, "We warned both Lutsenko, the prosecutor who was solid at the time, and others that efforts to destroy the anti-corruption police organization, including opening up investigations of Sitnik, threatened to unravel a key component of our anti-corruption cooperation. As the story of the U.S. Embassy's pressure spread, a new controversy erupted. A Ukrainian news outlet claimed Lutsenko recanted his claim about the Do Not Prosecute list. So John Solomon called Lutsenko, and he denied recanting or ever changing his story. And Lutsenko gave a very detailed response, saying, hey, I didn't recant this. She did tell me you can't prosecute these certain people. But American officials and news media, eager to discredit John Solomon's reporting, piled on, many quoting the Ukrainian outlet without ever contacting Lutsenko to see if it was true. One of the American outlets that did contact Lutsenko, the New York Times, belatedly disclosed yesterday that Lutsenko told the Times, like he told John Solomon, that Lutsenko stood by his allegation that Ambassador Yovanovitch had provided him names of people and groups she did not want to be targeted or prosecuted. You can read that here. We have, go to John Solomon reports, folks. All the documentation is there. It is neither a conspiracy theory, are you listening, Adam Schiff? Nor a debunked or retracted story. U.S. Embassy officials did, in fact, apply pressure to try to stop Ukrainian prosecutors from pursuing certain cases. The U.S. diplomats saw no problem in their actions, believing that it served the American interest in combating Ukrainian corruption. The Ukrainians viewed it far differently, as an improper intervention in the internal affairs of their country, forbidden by the Geneva Convention. That controversy is neither contrived nor trivial, and it predated any reporting that John Solomon conducted or anybody else. And it remains an issue that will need to be resolved if the Ukraine and U.S. are to have a more fruitful alliance moving forward. Why is all this important? Because Marie Yovanovitch will be the star witness tomorrow. They'll claim she's squeaky clean. She was just fighting corruption. And these dirty, dirty prosecutors in Ukraine, people who are part of the old guard, the old school, were trying to take out our anti-corruption folks. What if the anti-corruption folks and all these institutions being set up by the State Department, the likes of George Soros, aren't in fact, you know, really anti-corruption groups. Maybe they root out corruption here or there, but they also set up their own institutions, what they want the government to do. And maybe it's beyond just Ukraine. Maybe all of this has been going on in all sorts of countries. State Department partnering up with non-governmental organizations backed by very powerful, rich people. And if the U.S. Embassy was willing to put pressure on Ukrainian prosecutors like Lutsenko, the guy who was solid at the time, the guy who replaced the prosecutor Joe Biden got fired, is it really that hard to believe that Joe Biden knew that his son, Hunter Biden, was on the hook? We now have the document showing that there were Burisma officials contacting the State Department saying, hey, 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 stop this guy from prosecuting and investigating us here in Ukraine. Hunter Biden's on the board. And yet Adam Schiff and the Democrats will have you believe that this is all conspiracy. They'll have you believe that this isn't important. But it's very important. It's very important because if there's actually corruption going on, and it seems like there was, and corruption a lot deeper than we're really even talking about at the national level, then it should be investigated. And by the way, this administration has given military aid to Ukraine for 3 years now to fight back the Russians, to shoot their tanks. So don't start, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of you, that this president's just serving the interests of Putin. What the hell are you talking about? I've got to hit a break here, folks. But this goes deep. And so all you really need to know, bottom line, is the Democrats are using a very serious instrument, impeachment, for not just partisan political ends to help them in an election, but they're doing it to cover their ass. Why did the whistleblower blow the whistle? Was it because he saw something so wrong? No. It's because he was part of all this stuff going on. And he realized, oh no, Donald Trump's getting too close to the truth. Maybe he's just doing this for political gain, but he's getting too close. I got to cover this up. Oh, how do we cover it up? By saying he's done something impeachable. He's bribed people. He's extorted people. I want to know the whistleblower. Well, I know the whistleblower, Eric Ciaramella, but I want the press to admit it. I want the Democrats to admit it. And I don't want him dead. I don't want him harmed at all. I want him safe, safe as possible. I want him to tell the truth. And I want some of these career professionals to stop thinking that everything in the world they do is really anti-corruption and really advancing truth and freedom and democracy around the world. It more sounds like you're setting up little fiefdoms for different interests in the government. It's got to stop. So here the Democrats are, covering up the misdeeds of so many with impeachment of all things, dividing the nation further. The good news is the battleground state polls aren't moving. The good news is the New York Times is going after people like John Solomon because they realize, they say it in their article, the polls aren't moving the Democrats and the press the establishment's way. More and more people should wake up to how corrupt our government is, how corrupt our government has been, and how corrupt they will be going forward, no matter what party in power. It is time we drain the swamp. If we can't drain it, I won't shed a tear if it sinks into the ocean. It's time we change this. And by this, I mean this whole idea that the American government's so great and beautiful. Our ideals, our principles are beautiful, and we should live up to them. But it doesn't mean because our ideals and principles are so wonderful that the government we actually have is. In fact, I think it cuts against what we should, in fact, be living up to as a nation and a people. But we'll see where it goes. It'll be fun tomorrow morning. More news and views after this. Joey Clark here, flying solo, why I'm being so intense. Coming up, Nancy Pelosi is going to try to give the opposite of what I just gave. We'll have to listen in to old Nancy.
But now I've come back again. Why do I find it hard to
get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with an American Landmaster go-kart. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and an American Landmaster go-kart is fun and safe. These two-seater go-karts are equipped with a three-point safety harness, protective enclosures, and hydraulic brakes. So with layaway or 0% interest financing or payments as low as $30, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with an American Landmaster go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get WOW Business Internet starting at $44.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a dreary forecast today with some spotty rain around from time to time, becoming a little bit more concentrated by later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. A chilly day today. We'll barely reach the upper 40s for a high. Low tonight around 42. Tomorrow could be some leftover rain in the morning for morning rush hour, but otherwise mostly cloudy, kind of dreary again. High temperature barely up to about 50. Mid-30s for an overnight low Friday night. Then the weekend will be brighter with sunshine returning. I think we'll be in the low 60s Saturday and closer to the mid-60s by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way to paperback was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful flight. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are. Back in the USSR.
Temporary side effect of the unfreezing process.
Yes, I'm having difficulty controlling the volume of my voice!
This is Commander Gilmore, U.S. Strategic Command, and General Bolshevsky, Russian Intelligence.
Russian Intelligence? Are you mad?
A lot's happened since you were frozen. The Cold War's over.
Well, finally those capitalist pigs will pay for their crimes, eh? Hey, comrades! Hey!
Austin. We won.
Oh, groovy, smashing. Yay, capitalism.
Yay, capitalism. Welcome back to News and Views, folks. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. I have a clip of Nancy Pelosi here just freaking out. She literally says in this clip about impeachment, all roads lead to Putin. You're bat crap crazy, Nancy. As Dennis Miller once said, and I thought it was harsh at the time. I've come to realize it was spot on. That broad sleeps upside down in a cocoon of her own wings. Now let's go to the phones and talk to Connie. Connie, welcome to the show.
Hi. Boy, you're on a good topic today.
Yes, ma'am.
It just so happened I've been researching a lot of this because of some things I got from my daughter this morning, but that article was spot on. It's
yes.
Absolutely right. And people have no idea what has gone down and what they're planning. Obama was working in tandem with Soros, supporting his NGOs, the one you named, and others. And it led to and they got people stirred up. They use these, what they call them, these groups, and they stir up riots and things to
To give people context, Connie, think of it this way, folks. Everybody kind of agreed after the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Like Iraq, we come in militarily. That first salvo was, a masterstroke. We knock out the Saddam's army and anything he had. But we all kind of started to realize, using conventional military means to do these overthrows in countries, it's a little too over the top. So the Obama administration, Obama running as the Peace Prize candidate, he's like, well, we're not going to do these wars with more military, though he put a lot more troops in Afghanistan. A lot of people died. I'm getting off the point, Connie. They decided, Connie, that instead of using the military like W use, let's use the State Department with these NGOs. We'll train people with modern technology. We'll give people, the aid they need, sometimes lethal if need be, like, say, in Libya. And we'll have the indigenous populations in a spontaneous popular uprising overthrow. So when the Arab Spring happened, that's exactly what went on. And it's also what happened in Ukraine.
These people, they want a global government, a global socialist government. And look how much they have brainwashed the young people in this country. And this, from 2014 to 2017, It was done through USAID, and Trump stopped the money. I guess that's when he didn't release the money. But Soros doubled down, and so then the funding started up again. But he used all these people that are testifying were part of all that scheme. Every
yes,
single
ma'am.
One of them.
Absolutely.
And that whistleblower, so-called, he is one of the main ones, one of the main instigators. No wonder they don't want him to testify.
He's the linchpin. He really is, in the sense that that's what tipped me off, Connie, is they immediately went to, you're going to get him killed. By saying Eric Charamella, he's going to end up dead.
Right.
But I don't want the guy dead. I want him to tell the truth.
Want him to tell the truth, yeah. But people need to wake up. This has been going on for a long time, and this is all part of the UN Agenda 2030, and what they have in store for us. And if people don't wake up, it's going to be really bad down the line.
Though, Connie, one thing I'll say, and because I've thought about this, and I've been on both sides of this issue in a decade of doing this, where you hear the name George Soros or you hear all these names, which are real names, like Civil Society 2.0 or Agenda, whatever. They give all these fancy names to these things, and they'll change the name if they need to. What I've learned is all I've got to go back to is my basic political philosophy and libertarian instincts. Governments are a gang of thieves writ large. They have been for most of history, and they continue to be today. And occasionally, we get some things right. Instead of listening to all these experts and longtime government officials and even to the people, let's get back to liberty and the basic principles in the Bill of Rights and stop saying, oh, just because it's the American people's government means it's the greatest government ever. No, it's not the people that made it great. It's the principles and values that limited that government so the people could be free. And that's the whole idea.
It's all about power, and they're wanting control of us. And this is what you're talking about. That's what was in the phone call with Trump. That's why he was asking for an investigation. He knew this.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, but they're panicking. They are so panicked.
Connie, it makes me so happy that we're on the same page.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I keep up with this kind of stuff, so. Because I know what's going on, and people, I know it's hard to try to accept this, because it's been hard for me.
Right.
When I first started waking up, I thought, God, you know, I supported the Vietnam War because I was dumb. And I want to support my country.
Right.
I love America. I do. But then when we go back, if you go back and really dig and you see what this government, our government has, Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter, but our government has been so corrupt.
Yes.
And it hurts to find out that everything I believed all my life was a lie. And
it's
that's
terrible.
Hard for people to accept. It's hard to accept, but you have to. If you don't wake up, we're just going to keep going down this road.
Right. The government of, by, and for the people has been taken over by an administrative state. Some people call it the deep state. And a bunch of people who do buy that power and that aren't officially government institutions. It's so rotten to the core. And I'm not talking out. You're not talking out of your backside, nor am I. I mean, there are people long ago who warned the way tyranny would come to this country is the government would take over in the name of safety and compassion.
Right. And anybody who doesn't want to believe this, okay, think about this. Do you think the Russian government is corrupt? And people would say, oh, yeah. Do you think the Venezuelan is corrupt? Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Do you think, you know, you can name, do you think the German government is corrupt? Yeah. Do you think American government is corrupt? Oh, well, no, this is, you know, we're America.
Which
no.
I was amazed Bill Taylor actually said it yesterday. This country's got corruption. I'm like, thank you, Bill, for telling the truth there. It's ridiculous. But, Connie, here's the thing. And have you ever read a book called A Brave New World?
Goodness, yes, I read it in high school.
Aldous Huxley, great book. It's like you read that book, and he was definitely on some sort of drugs. But it's a great, great book. And one of the things I take away from that book is that John, the main protagonist, who's being brought, he was raised as a savage, and he's brought into this new hyper, you know, advanced world with test tube babies and everybody has their place in society. When he starts telling them, stop taking these drugs, stop treating sex this way, stop treating your lives this way, this is tyranny. You're slaves to this system. None of them get it.
Well,
they like the soft despotism and the comfortable system they live in, and I worry a lot of Americans and others feel that way.
Oh, yeah. I was in high school and read Brave New World in 1984, and of course, to us, that was just science fiction.
Right.
Oh, they can't ever see into your home and know what you're about. They can't listen in your conversations and all this stuff. And they can, you know, it was like they could follow you on the streets and know where you were at all times. Oh, that could never happen. I mean, back then, that was just like, oh, there's no way that could happen. And I wake up now and I'm like, oh, my God, it happened.
Right. It's happening.
It's happening.
And technology's getting there now, too. It's like I saw a story today, Connie, where scientists were able to take 35 pigs who had been brain dead for hours, and they brought them back to life. That's freaky. I mean, there's just so much going on so quickly. Good and bad,
faster.
But it's they're slowly... I don't think the game is up and done. We're not where Orwell said the boot stamping on the human face forever. But I think we do need to wake up that, just like you said, the government isn't just angels. The government should be suspect. It is at best a necessary evil, as Tom Paine said. We need to remember that.
Well, I'm going to give somebody else the chance to call in, but I'm glad you're covering this.
Thank you so much, Connie. Appreciate the call. 272-9228, folks, if y'all want to call in, join the program, 272-9228. This part of the program, this part of News and Views, brought to you by New Look Decorating. New Look Decorating Center is an authorized Benjamin Moore retailer specializing in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. They're the local choice for you to not only find inspiration by visiting their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, all sorts of things that can really get your imagination going about how you can fix up that dining room or that kitchen or that bedroom. But say you're inspired, but you're uncertain. Like, I've never done this. I'm not a paint professional. I'm not interior or exterior. I'm not a designer. I didn't go to school for this. I just don't know. I've never been good at art class. Well, Brett Lanham and Brian Carr is the owner, Brett Lanham is the manager, they're both paint specialists, and they can use that expert eye of theirs to get you the paint you need for the particular job that you need. So, check them out today, folks. Give them a call. 271-0007, 271-0007. Or, again, you can visit newlookdecoratingcenter.com. And because they are local, when you use New Look Decorating, they keep your information on file. The paint you bought, the exact stain supplies you bought. So if you need to come back and do a little touch-up, you can have the exact same product. They are top-notch. It's where the pros go to get their paint. So again, New Look Decorating Center can help you out. And in particular, say you move into the historical district, they have the originally approved historical colors. They are, again, where the pros go, and that should be proof enough that these are the real pros when it comes to paint. So check them out today, 271-0007. And to quote Jim Brewer, you know, the comedian, there's a show on Comedy Central. There's a show, you can find it on YouTube, called This Is Not Happening, Comedians Telling True Stories. And at one point in Jim Brewer's story, I know it fits his live spot, doesn't seem to, he makes a prank phone call, and at the end of the prank phone call, he says, "Long live paint! Long live paint." Folks, go check out New Look Decorating and be sure to tell them Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Coming back, love to field some calls for the Dan Moore Show, 272-9228. If not, I'm going to torture you with Nancy Pelosi and her Russophobia. And I had a dreadful life.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Riverside Chevrolet on US 231 in Wetumpka for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to the closing moments of News and Views here. This is your host, Joey Clark. Folks, if you want to follow me on social media, feel free, in particular on the Book of Faces. Just look up Joey Clark. And what's my photo now? Oh, it's me in that tuxedo at my brother's wedding. Yeah, I'm looking pretty good. I should wear a tux all the time. Cover photo is the upcoming release of the deluxe edition of Prince's 1999. Ooh, it's going to be a great reissue at the end of this month, right before my birthday. What a gift from the Prince estate. But yeah, follow me on the Book of Faces. Joey Clark, talk radio host and producer. Nancy Pelosi. You know, this whole hour, folks, I've been laying out the case that there is systemic corruption in our government, in particular our Foreign Service and how they operate with NGOs and whatnot. Non-governmental organizations. But Nancy Pelosi is still on the Russia thing. Let's listen in. This is a press conference she did earlier today.
To impeach. That's what the inquiry is about. And when the committees decide that, and they will decide what the articles are. But I am saying that what is the president has admitted to and says it's perfect, I said it's perfectly wrong. It's bribery.
You've talked in the past about the importance of the public being along on the idea of impeachment, of bringing the public along. Do you think yesterday, the witnesses, your members, the questioning was effective in convincing the public this is a worthwhile thing to pursue?
Well, first and foremost, we have a responsibility to honor our oath of office, to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And that is our responsibility.
Right.
The clarity of for the public to understand what is there is wasn't as clear, in my view, when you say obstruction of justice, obstruction of justice, obstruction of justice, 11 times in the Mueller report. That is justification enough for inquiring into an impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
This had a story, a narrative about the president threatening to grant or withhold certain privileges, certain military assistance voted on by the Congress to Ukraine, which is in our national interest to do so,
mm-hmm.
because they were fighting the Russians. They've
right.
already lost over 11,000, 12,000, 13,000 people fighting the Russians. That's why I say all roads lead to Putin.
Oh, good God.
Putin benefited from our not any holding up of that foreign that military assistance.
We've given them military assistance for the last 3 years, including this year, Nancy. What the hell are you talking about?
Putin benefited by the action taken by the president vis-a-vis Syria and Turkey.
Putin and the Russians have been in Syria for decades. And I'm sorry that your little coup and overthrow of Assad, when you tried to do it with all the other dictators, again, using the State Department and NGOs, that's what the whole Arab Spring was about. It wasn't just spontaneous. Don't give me that crap. Putin benefited. Okay, so let's just go in there and take out Assad with the Russians backing them. Brilliant. Brilliant foreign policy, Nancy. Continue.
Because they wanted a stronger stronghold in the Middle East, and the president gave them that.
They've been there for decades.
Putin benefited from the president's comments about uncertainty about our support for NATO. Putin benefited.
The president said NATO partners should be spending more. That the Europeans themselves, because they're right there next door to Russia, should be spending more on their defense.
List goes on. I won't even go into the elections, just those three, because they're the three I have mentioned to the president when I have said, with you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin.
That's bull crap. And she knows it. Why would the Russians aren't good actors, folks. But, you know, why in the world would Putin be paranoid? It's not like we helped orchestrate a coup right in the capital next door in Ukraine. Oh, well, yeah, we did help with that. And I wish people would admit it. And you can either try to justify we should or should not have done that over a trade deal that went wrong and Yanukovych siding with the Russians instead of the EU. But give me a break. The U.S. government has been doing this stuff abroad for decades, as the sole superpower and fighting back the Soviet Union. All roads lead to Putin. Okay, Nancy. If that's your argument, good luck with that. And really, if you gain power, if you impeach the president, if a Democrat wins the presidency in 2020, how are you actually going to act differently towards Putin and the Russians? Because I don't see it. Thank you for listening to News and Views, folks. Jack Campbell will be back tomorrow morning. I think we'll also have Alva Lambert in studio. It's going to be a packed, full, fun Friday show.